Today we are celebrating two saints. One of them is in the Missal, the other one is in the Martyrology. The one that is in the Missal, which of course, about which we know very little, and why these things happen or why they are chosen, only God knows. You know, some cardinal in the Vatican decided it, and once they decide something, there it is. But anyway, he's a saint, and we need to honor him, and he's a martyr. Saint Agapetus. Saint Agapetus was only about 14 years old, and he was martyred in the year 275 in the persecutions that followed the horrible Emperor Decius, which was around 250, and it lasted a good while. Many, many, many Catholics were killed during that time. Decius and Diocletian were the worst two of all, until modern times when we have the communists and the Nazis who killed many, many Catholics as well. And of course, most people don't know that. And the Jews, and of course what happened to them was atrocious, and under no way should we be in agreement with it. But they complain about 6 million Jews, but there were 12 million Catholics that were killed by the Nazis. So it is what it is. St. Agapetus, a young boy who died around 275, suffered tremendously for Christ. He was beaten up and cut by swords and everything until finally he was killed. The other saint is not a martyr, but she is one to whom we owe a great deal. She is the mother of the Emperor Saint Constantine the Great, Saint Elena. And of course, she originally was supposed to be a slave. She was freed by her husband, who was a Roman legionary in Britain, so she was probably British. And she heard about the Catholics and became a Catholic herself. I don't believe the husband ever did. But then they had a son, and he did become a Catholic later on. Not at first. Like many children, they are very obstreperous and disagreeable, but nevertheless, he did love his mother. So Helena converted him with many prayers and sufferings and her pleading, and he became the first Catholic emperor of the Roman Empire. He waited, however, as was oftentimes a custom in those days, until he was almost at deathbed to be baptized. Not a very wise thing to do. But luckily, God spared him, and he is the saint also, Saint Constantine the Great. In the meantime, he did a lot for the church. He freed the church. Eventually, he made it the official religion of the Roman Empire, the Catholic religion, which it has remained so till the French Revolution. And then he began to give many things to the church. Among them, it was his palace, which is at the Lateran. He had inherited it from some people that were called the Laterani family, very, very wealthy Roman family. And he got that, the palace, which was much bigger than it is now. Now it's just a fraction. And then the Basilica, which was the throne room of the emperor. And the throne room of the emperor became the throne room of God, of Jesus Christ, in the Blessed Sacrament. And it is a cathedral of Rome, Mater Omnium Ecclesiarum, Civitatis Adque Mundi, the mother of all the churches in the city, that is, of Rome, and of the world. So, we have much to owe to St. Helen, and her feast day is today. So today we rejoice at the saints, and we pray to them for the church today in so many, many difficulties, in so many troubles. And of course, we too are oftentimes called, as you can see, to suffer. And we must do so with a willing heart, uniting ourselves to Jesus Christ our Lord. You cannot possibly imagine how much our Lord suffered in the Passion and in the Crucifixion. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.